Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hi there, it's Wendy Snyder sitting in for John Williams this afternoon, and I have a guest in the studio with me. He's a comic, he's a storyteller, his name is Gabe Malacca, and sorry Gabe, but people are going, who?
I get it. They may have heard me on This American Life in Chicago, though, so that might help.
Okay, you're absolutely right, that would help. But when I heard your name, I was like, who? But then I went and looked, and I saw something on YouTube. And it really touched me. First of all, you're very funny, but you're also touching on something that it can be difficult for people, but it's real. That's what I like.
Yeah.
It's hard to make friends when you get to be an adult, isn't it?
It's really hard. And it's hard to explore those friendships that you have with the guys you've known since you were in fifth grade.
Yeah.
Hard to get to a new level. We kind of revert back to being freshmen in high school, which most of the time is fun.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, now that I'm 30, you want something a little deeper. And that's kind of what the show's about.
Okay, so how did this come to be? It's a one-man show, and it's called Solo, not Han Solo, people. Solo, a show about friendship. How did this come to be?
You know, I started stand-up knowing I wanted to do solo shows. So, like, I was going to open mics being like, how does this fit my narrative? How do I put this together? And eventually, I just wrote down all my stories and all my jokes, and I was like, I only write about four things. I'll just put it into a show. And eventually, I hired a director and got people involved, and it became, like, my loan, like, the thing that I'm working on. And this past year, we ran 80 shows off Broadway.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been fun.
Now, you're bringing your one-man show, Solo, a show about friendship, to the Den Theater, which I have to just say is a great venue.
Really, really cool space.
It's
amazing.
I don't want to say intimate, but it is.
Yeah.
But when I say that, I don't mean, oh, it's this small little crappy place.
No,
it's
for sure.
I saw Maria Bamford there. I love her. They have great entertainment. And the Den Theater... you have a show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
How do you come downtown Chicago, come and do a radio interview, and then do a show tonight? You have no anticipatory anxiety about that?
You know, having done the show so many times, I'm like, I could, you know, run a half marathon right now and do the show later. Yesterday was stressful. We moved in. There's tech involved in my show. It's not just a stand-up show, so we got stuff happening behind me. Yesterday was the hard work. Now I get to have fun.
Marathon. Did I read somewhere that you ran a marathon?
Very slowly. I ran the Boston Marathon for charity.
And you did this during the pandemic?
No,
right before. Oh, okay.
Right before, yeah. And then I never ran again. I retired. I'm done. Once you do, I'm not one of these people that I'll run forever. No. I did what I needed to do.
Well, I'm not a runner. I only run when someone's chasing me. But I feel, and I don't know this, so you're not a marathoner now.
No.
I mean,
just one and done.
Okay, because I know people who did it once and then it's like a tattoo. They wanted to keep going year after year.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, you've climbed that mountain. Why climb it again?
Yes, I was a chubby kid growing up and I kept being like, would a chubby person run a marathon? And then the answer was yes, all the time. And so I did it and now I think I needed to overcome that hurdle personally.
All right, so a show about friendship. Did you have a lot of friends when you were growing up? What why are you focusing in on the friendship thing now?
Yeah, I was a musical theater kid, but I also loved sports. So I had a group of bros and a group of artist kids, and I was kind of always in the middle. Like if I was with the bros, like, oh, Gabe's the guy in choir. When I was in the choir, they're like, Gabe likes football. That's weird. So I always felt like I didn't fit in. Wherever I was the other guy. And as I've gotten older, I kind of just have time for the bros now. And the way the show kind of unfolds is that my mom got sick. She's feeling a lot better. But she got sick, and I kind of didn't know who to turn to because I have these bros, and they kind of didn't know what to do in that exact moment. And so that kind of kicks off all this other stuff. So I analyze my friendships now, and then I go back in time and I analyze. I had a best friend, and we had a big falling out. And that's kind of the main story of the show.
So you're still not speaking to this person.
So if you listen to episode 810 of This American Life, we do speak, and it's pretty dramatic. He comes to see the show. It's like a whole thing. And so that's kind of why I'm coming to Chicago, because after being on This American Life, it's like, well, you got to take it to Chicago. So that's our plan.
Okay, that's fascinating. And you have different friends for different things, correct?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure.
When you said your mom got sick and you didn't have someone to confide in, is that because guys don't confide in each other as much as girls do?
I you know, I think you're onto something. I mean, for me, it happens to be very gendered. I think for some people, it's the other way.
Yeah.
But for my group of friends, yeah, absolutely. Like, we would play Fortnite during the, we play video games during the lockdowns, and we'd be on the phone for 8 hours a night. And my mom was like, what are you guys talking about? And I was like, nothing. Like, we don't know anything about each other. I've known, like, I've been talking to these people for 15 years, and, like, I don't know what their marriage is like. I don't know what they do on vacation. Like, I have no idea. And
because
so,
you guys don't get involved. Well, I can't say guys, because some people do. But for the most part, and these are people you met in person, or you just played video games with
them?
These
are people from high school.
Oh,
that,
okay.
Like, we were all locked down, and we were all kind of, like, on Long Island, like, puttering around. And, yeah, it didn't occur to me for a long time. I didn't know a lot about them. And then I kind of found out when my mom got sick. And since doing the show, since talking about it, because they would see the show advertised, like, what does Gabe mean? He doesn't have friends. We were just hanging out. And then they saw the show, and they're like, oh, we get what you mean.
I wish I could go see this.
I know, me too.
it's so fascinating to me. And I have younger boys. They're in their early 20s. And I have all my friends have kids about that same age. And I look around, it's not the same way. You say you have friends when you were growing up in grade school and high school and junior high. Not a lot of people have that longtime friendship. It's changed a lot, hasn't it?
Yeah, for sure. And it made me, having had a really great friendship, having had that guy in college who kind of transcended the bros and the musical theater stuff, when you have that for a long time, it feels great. And then when you have this big falling out, it feels like I'll never meet somebody like that again. It almost feels more, my show feels like a rom-com for straight dudes.
It's weird you're saying the bros and the theater kids. I was a frock, which is a jock who also hung out with the freaks. The freaks and the jocks.
Yes, this is why we're talking.
And everybody can relate. And that's what I like when you say you were into football, but also into theater and choir. That's how we should all be. We should be able to just like what we like, and it makes us a more well-rounded person, does it not?
Totally. When I told people about my high school experience when I got to college, they'd be like, it sounds like you went to high school in the 80s. Like, what do you mean there were cheerleaders and football players and band kids, and like you kind of had to pick one? And now I think Gen Z, you know, I think they have a lot of problems, but one of the things is like you can kind of be a lot of different things potentially, which I admire.
Yeah. So is friendship as rewarding as it should be?
I'm trying to make it more so. Having done the show a lot, people are always like, Nick is like my oldest bro, who I talk about a lot in the show, and he kind of failed me in this one moment. And I'm very open about that, and we talk about it. And since the show has started running, we've gotten a lot closer. Like, I will just call him out of the blue, which before I would never do. We would just text and send memes and scores and whatever. And now I try to be very intentional about like, oh, your wife's out of town? Let's just hang out for a day. And sometimes stuff comes up. A lot of times it doesn't, mm-hmm. but it's happening more and more. I'm trying to be active about it.
Okay, so now you've become kind of a friends expert, and I don't mean the show, but I'm thinking about the show. Poor Matthew Perry, I still am finding that tragic and shocking that he's gone. But now, if you watched Friends, or if you watched How I Met Your Mother, or if you watched The Big Bang Theory, what do you think about friendships? Are they shown accurately on these types of shows?
I think one of the reasons people love those shows so much, The Office, whatever it is, is because you just feel like they're your pals, you know? And one of the nice things about sitcoms is like those people fail constantly, and yet at the end of the episode, everything kind of resets back to normal. And I think I'm noticing that more and more with my friends. Like, oh, we had a blip. They weren't there for me in the exact way I needed to. But I also didn't tell them what I needed. It wasn't like, hey, my mom's sick. What I need from you to do is blank. And so I've learned to be more upfront about that. I feel like a sitcom character where I'm like, oh, we all learned. Like, I felt like I was the victim. Oh, they didn't do what I needed. But also, you got to tell people what you need from them.
Yeah, well, that's just it. We don't say what we want because we're worried someone's going to say we're selfish or, you know, God, are you a narcissist where you're saying what you need?
Yeah.
But it's pretty easy.
As a man, tell me what to do. Please, I beg you. Please, just tell. Men love being told what to do. Just please, it's easy.
Tell my husband that. He really doesn't. All right. So it's kind of an interactive type of deal. There's some things behind you, maybe audio stuff.
Yeah, there's graphics. There's video. There's letters. I had a relationship with Stephen Sondheim, the composer. And so I have letters
really?
From him. Yeah, we used to write letters to each other. I have like 5-6 letters from him. And so those made it into the show. And yeah, it's become...
Wait, I'm dying to know how you just start. You just started writing to him?
Yeah, I found his... When I was in high school, I became obsessed with his musicals. And I found his address on a Broadway blog on my parents' AOL desktop. And I wrote him a letter. And I didn't think he would respond. And he wrote me back. And he sent it in the letter. I said, I'm going to study music at Hamilton College. But the return address on my envelope was my parents' house. So he ended up sending the letter to my college because he read the letter. And I was so shocked to get it. And I almost didn't get it because he didn't have my mailbox number because he didn't know. I didn't know he was going to send it there. So for weeks, it was just sitting in my college waiting for me until one day someone at the mail center says, wait a minute, I have a letter from you. And it was Sondheim.
Thank God that person knew you or it would still be sitting there.
Yeah. Yeah. I shout her out in the show. Tammy from the mail center.
This is awesome. I so wish I could make it. You picked a great time to come into town.
I know.
Right before Christmas.
Yeah.
But so our tickets are still available. I guess tonight's shows are.
Yeah, we're doing pretty well. Wednesday through Saturday with a Saturday matinee. So five shows this week, and we're selling pretty well, but we've always have more room for people, for sure.
All right, the Den Theater, best place to send people for tickets?
Yeah, thedentheater.com, GabeMalika.com, we're around.
It is a pleasure to meet you. I need to know if people leave your show feeling like they're a better friend or should be a better friend, because I bet they do.
They definitely do. It's really cool. A lot of people are like, oh, I'm gonna call my friend right now, and... A lot of people slide into my DMs, not wanting to go on a date, but wanting to hang out. That
yeah.
happens a lot, which is like not necessarily what you want, but it's pretty fun.
You know, it's weird because I don't know why this popped into my head, but my great aunt who passed away many years ago always said, you know, if you go out with a guy to have a drink or whatever, it doesn't have to be someone you're going to marry. You could become really good friends. And who doesn't need a new friend?
Totally. It's really important.
I love it. So nice to meet you. His name is Gabe Malika. If you're not aware of it, you will be. And Solo is doing very well. It's called Solo, a show about friendship. And it just sounds really up my alley.
I can't wait to one day for you to see it. And I'm staying with my friend Colt Cabana this week, the professional wrestler who lives in Chicago. And
okay.
He said, you raised him. That's what he told me. He goes, Wendy, on the radio? I listen to her every day as a child.
Okay, you are crazy with your connections. And tell Colt, I'm glad I raised him because I'm not doing a good job with my kids. You can go to thedentheater.com.
Yeah.
So nice to meet you. Please
you too,
stay
Wendy.
In touch.
Yeah, I will.
And I'd like to be your friend.
Me too.
All right, his name is Gabe Malika. And again, Solo, a show about friendship at the Den Theater through the
23rd.
Okay. Happy holidays to you and yours.
Happy holidays.